This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 24 years after the legislature authorized the prescribing of medical marijuana, the House has approved the Senate's bill to set up a system for filling those prescriptions.
So that it can finally be dispensed in a safe, secure, and responsible manner.
As one might expect, there were objections and counterarguments. Bossier City Representative Mike Johnson worries about the state's image. Marrero Representative Patrick Connick responds.
I am very reluctant to have those headlines say Louisiana voted today to get into the marijuana business, because that's what it's going to say around the country.
If we have to place our votes on what the headlines say, we're in trouble.
Livingston Representative Sherman Mack tried using the gateway argument.
This is the first step to legalizing recreational marijuana.
Representative Terry Landry, former commander of Louisiana State Police, responded.
This is not about the recreational part. This is about the human suffering that people have every day.
And House members shared their own stories. Shreveport Representative Roy Burrell spoke of his sister.
Some of the chemicals that they had to give her made her a vegetable. So I wish she would have had something that could have helped her.
Brobridge Representative Mike Huval says he wishes his brother had had the option.
And if this would help a person that you know from the pain that I saw my brother suffer.
Huval cried, and the House heard his pain.
I miss my brother. Please consider this.
On a vote of 70-29, the House said yes. The Senate still has to agree to some House-placed amendments. Then the bill goes to the governor's desk. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.